This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby in for Virginia Prescott. A couple weeks ago, the Associated Press reported that the Department of Agriculture was dropping a new vanilla-flavored rabies vaccine by airplane over New Hampshire forests as part of a five-state pilot study. Okay, if that sounds a little strange to you, get this. Apparently, the government has been distributing rabies vaccines by plane for over 15 years. The story piqued the interest of NHPR environmental reporter Sam Evans Brown, so he did some digging. He's here to tell us more. Hi, Sam.
Hey, Taylor.
So first of all, Sam, is rabies much of a problem in New Hampshire or in New England in general?
Well, the answer is really no. I mean, rabies kills about 55,000 people worldwide annually, but 95% of them are in Africa. In the United States, it kills about 3 people a year. So rabies is not a problem. However, I think if you were to talk to the officials at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, they would tell you that that's largely because of their vaccination efforts, which have kept it from becoming a problem. But I think it's important to realize that you have to know a little bit about the history of rabies to understand why this has become a priority, because it was this disease that came. And it was a little terrifying. I mean, rabies, if you have rabies, if you're found to actually have it in your bloodstream, it kills you. It's 100% fatal. And so when it was first found in Florida and started to march north in the 50s and then had this big jump up to Virginia in the 70s, it was really frightening. And people were terrified that there was this 100% fatal disease coming to their backyard.
Plus the symptoms, foaming at the mouth. You know, they're sort of scary. I mean, they make people think of, you know, zombies and horror movies.
It is not a pleasant way to go, rabies. So I think there's a lot of fear associated with it, even though it's not not a huge killer or even a moderately large killer in any way.
So give me some details on the program then. What exactly are they dropping? How much? You know, what kind of animals are they trying to attract?
So they're dropping vanilla-flavored rabies oral vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just a little packet, looks like a blister pack pill smeared with vanilla flavoring, or some of them are fish meal flavored. And they drop them from airplanes, from fixed-wing airplanes over rural areas. And they're dropping a lot of them. I mean, we're talking 75 vaccines per square kilometer. So, I mean,
wow.
They are peppering the forest with these things. And, you know, I talked to one of the organizers of the programs. So he told me that they have dropped 135 million baits since 1997.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's a massive program. It's going on in 15 states. It's basically a big stripe up the eastern seaboard of the country where they're just trying to hold the disease in place.
Given that so few people have actually had rabies recently, how do they measure the effectiveness of a program like this?
Well, so very few people have had rabies, but animals still get them quite a lot. And so there are a couple measures of the effectiveness here. One is they had a program, an early program in Texas, which literally eradicated canine rabies from the state. There is no canine rabies in the United States anymore because of these type of vaccination efforts. But what they do, and again, this is a massive undertaking. It's totally shocking to me that this amount of work is going on in this. But they, you know, they distribute the vaccines, and then they're going out and they're trapping thousands of animals. The vaccines have a marker in them so that they can actually pull a tooth from an animal and tell if the animal has eaten one of the packets, and then they can test the animal to see if it's vaccinated. So or if it's immunized, excuse me. So what they found is that with the old vaccine, they were getting about 30% of the population. And this is they trapped 80,000 animals in their study area to test this. So the 30% of that population had developed an immunity. And now this new vaccine that they're rolling out, the one that we picked up on, they're finding 50 to 60% immunization. So it's only getting better.
What about, people who go for walks with their dogs? I mean, if they're dropping this many packets out there, you know, presumably somebody's puppy could be picking those up as they're walking through the woods.
Right. And they stress that if you find one, please just put it into the woods somewhere that some wildlife might find it, because mm-hmm. they're $1.23 a packet. I mean, they aren't cheap. And so the in order to maximize the effectiveness, they'd prefer not to immunize a dog who probably is already immunized from their typical shots. But if your dog eats them, it's safe as long as they don't eat too many, in which they say the dog might get an upset stomach, which is what happens if a dog eats too much of anything.
Right. That's a good point. You just mentioned they cost, what did you say, 183?
123.
123 per packet. Is there any way to know whether or not this program has been a cost-effective one?
So they have undergone an economic study of the cost of this program versus the cost of if rabies were to spread throughout the United States. And, you know, they basically modeled it. They said that rabies tends to move at about 70 miles a year if you don't have some sort of buffer like the one that they're creating, stopping it from moving. And as rabies moves, you have to understand that in areas where there is rabies, you have cattle that have to be immunized, pets have to be immunized, you have sort of prophylactic immunization if you get bit by an animal, and that's very expensive. Their economist says that it is more cost-effective than just letting rabies spread throughout the United States.
Sam Evans-Brown is NHPR's environment and education reporter. Sam, thank you so much for telling us about the story.
Any old time.
Thanks for spending some time with us today. You'll find more information about the Department of Agriculture's rabies vaccine pilot study and the rest of today's stories at wordofmouthradio.org. We welcome your feedback and your ideas on Facebook and Twitter. And don't forget, you can listen to the program anytime on the NHPR iPhone app. I'm Taylor Quimby, filling in for Virginia Prescott. Join us again tomorrow at 2 for more of the stories told best by word of mouth on New Hampshire Public Radio.
Word of Mouth is produced by
Taylor Quimby,
Logan Shannon,
Bill Berry,
and Zach Nugent.
Our intern is
James Pouliot.
Digital support from Rebecca Lavoie
and Sarah Plord.
The views expressed in this program are those of the individuals
and not those of NHPR, its Board of Trustees, or its underwriters.
To subscribe to our podcast and listen to past shows,
go to wordofmouthradio.org.
You can also join us on Facebook and Tumblr at Word of Mouth Radio.
Follow us on Twitter at Word of Mouth.
And check out a playlist of music from the program on Spotify.
Word of Mouth
is a production
of New Hampshire Public Radio.